Good morning for Thursday, April 16th, 2015. Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's making news on today's front page. Microsoft Cache, a factor in Google case. Tensions flare between allies in U.S. coalition. And thousands protest to raise the minimum wage. In today's national headlines, even in New Hampshire, Bridgegate dogs Christie. Chicago pays $5 million over killing of black teenager, and Houston mom gives birth to five girls. In today's business headlines, Bernanke will work with fund as an advisor. Ruling shields GM from most ignition flaw claims, and though profits fall, Netflix surges on subscriber growth. There will be more business stories, more national and world news, a roundup from the sports page, and New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof. Now, as selected by the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top stories written from Brussels by Danny Hakem. Microsoft Cache, a factor in Google case. Not long ago, Microsoft was the scourge of European antitrust regulators. It was fined four times. Finally, after Microsoft paid more than $3 billion, Europe left it alone. Now, Google is in Europe's crosshairs. Antitrust regulators on Wednesday formally accused the company of abusing its dominance. And Microsoft is relishing a second act in Brussels, playing the role of scold instead of victim. Microsoft is spending more on lobbying here than any European company. And Microsoft has founded or funded a cottage industry of splinter groups. The most prominent, the Initiative for a Competitive Online Marketplace, or ICOMP, has waged a relentless public relations campaign promoting grievances against Google. ICOMP hosts webinars, panel discussions, and news conferences. It conducted a study that suggested changes made by Google to appease regulators were largely window dressing. Microsoft has links with the three initial complainants that sparked the antitrust investigation into Google. And Microsoft's activity gained momentum as a new European government re-energized the investigation. Last month, Microsoft played an important role in a delegation of American companies that met with the United States ambassador here, essentially asking him to let Google fend for itself against European regulators. The two companies are locked in the kind of existential struggle that often takes place when a new giant threatens an older one. Microsoft was frustrated after American regulators at the Federal Trade Commission didn't act on an antitrust investigation against Google in 2013, calling it a missed opportunity. It has taken the fight to the state level, along with other opponents of Google. The main battle is now in Europe, where the two companies are fighting thousands of miles from their American headquarters. Policymakers are alarmed that Google's European market share is roughly 90% in many countries, even greater than it is in America. Microsoft is doing its best to create problems for Google, said Manfred Weber, the chairman of the European People's Party, the center-right party that's the largest voting bloc in the European Parliament. 10 years ago, Microsoft was a big and strong company. He added, now they're the underdog. Still, Google faces serious questions about its business practices. Margrethe Vestager, the European Competition Commissioner, said on Wednesday that in its general interest search results, Google artificially favors its own comparison shopping service to the detriment of rivals. This constitutes an abuse. After 5 years and three failed rounds of settlement negotiations by her predecessor, Vestager has said she wants to take a new tack. This has nothing to do with the company being European, American, Russian, Chinese, or whatever, she said on Wednesday. If you want to compete in European markets, you'll have to do that by abiding to European competition rules.